Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
Well, happy weekend and welcome to another edition of Focus on Community. I'm Frank Rush. Nice to have you along this weekend. We have somebody right here in Terre Haute that's our guest this weekend. Dee Reed is out at St. Mary of the Woods College, and she has just been appointed as to a new position. She is the Associate Vice President for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion over a whole new department out there, a new office. It's the Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion at St. Mary of the Woods College. Dee, how are you today?
I'm well. Thank you, Frank. Thanks for having me.
One of the things is you've been out at St. Mary's for quite, well, first of all, you're a St. Mary's grad, right?
That's correct. I was in what was called our Woods Online program. I started out as a student before it was actually online, and then moved to online.
What did you study while you were out there?
My major was digital media communications.
Okay, well, sorry, we're a little analog here, but I guess it'd be a good time to mention that if you miss any part of today's show, you can find it on our website as a podcast. So you graduated from St. Mary's. Are you a Terre Haute Wabash Valley alum, or do you come here from someplace else?
My family has been here for hundreds of years, actually. They came here in about 1836. I've not been here that long. I'm originally from Chicago. I visited my grandparents' farm every summer, every holiday, Christmas holiday. So I'm very familiar with the Terre Haute community.
Okay, so your grandparents at the farm, were they Hoosier homesteaders? Because that's, you know, those farms that are over 100 years in the same family and everything.
That's correct. I believe that the farm has been in our family for about 165 years, to be exact.
Wow, that's fantastic. Is it here in Vigo County or one of the other surrounding counties?
It is in eastern Vigo County.
Well, that's pretty cool. Who knew? Who knew? So how did you wind up in Chicago then with the grandparents down here, just kind of the way things worked out with the family and all that?
My parents divorced, and then my mom came back to Terre Haute and was taking care of her parents, and I met my then husband while I was visiting her one of the summers.
Oh, and you just put down roots, and here you are.
Put down roots here. I met my husband, Bill Reed, who was former fire chief of Terre Haute, and just became just very ingrained in the community.
Wow. So what was your previous job at St. Mary's? What were you hired in to do there?
I was leading the marketing communications team. I was responsible for the website, publications, social media, PR, a variety of communication activities.
President,
to help promote the college.
President Dottie King has announced the creation of this new office, the Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. I guess the broad question here is, well, what brought this on? Why was there a need for this office?
Well, there was a need prior. I know a lot of conversation has happened around diversity and inclusion, but since the murder of George Floyd. However, we were in this conversation before that. I was pretty instrumental in establishing the Diversity Council here, as well as establishing a Black Student Association. There was a need, frankly, around right after the 2016 presidential election, mm-hmm. There was a considerable amount of conversation, whether you were happy or unhappy about the outcome. It created lots and lots of dialogue, lots of very emotional dialogue here on campus. And from those conversations, we did come up to develop the Diversity Council and Black Student Association to give our students a way to communicate to each other. And that's what's very important, not just our students, but for everyone. To hold opinions, to be able to express those opinions in non-threatening ways, to be open to hearing other people's perspectives is very critical. It's part of a liberal arts education. We feel that is a critical part of educating our students, providing that opportunity for them to be critical thinkers, to go out into the world and make a positive change, but in a very professional, caring way.
One would assume that St. Mary of the Woods, with the Catholic, you know, religious background, history of the school and everything, that this would probably be one of the more open areas that people could go there and easily discuss these kind of problems. And there really wouldn't be that many problems on campus, and simply because of what we assume makes up the background of the college. Is that wrong?
Oh, no, that's absolutely correct. There just was not a formal way for our campus community to express those thoughts and those feelings. Certainly we did them in silos, but we feel that as part of their education, we need to do that in groups so that we can then hear other perspectives. But yes, this is certainly a very open, open community. We just did not have a way for those conversations to take place, and that was what's most important, to hear and be in the room and feel the other person. I mean, that's what's most important.
So is the goal with the department or the Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, what's the goal of this office? I mean, are you trying to educate students, or are you trying to direct the course and path that the university takes in the future, or maybe both?
What we're trying to do is we're trying to impact our community for change, impact these students. If there are positions that they currently hold, we would like for them to think about them. What does that mean in the context of a worldview? Again, that goes back to the primary goal of liberal arts education. As an institution, we have a responsibility to our students to broaden perspectives and to interrupt modes of thinking that maybe have just become very habitual for them. In that course, we will also be communicating with our faculty and staff, because they are the ones that are closest to our students. We want our faculty and staff to also be reflective of our community and who we are.
One of the things I find interesting, maybe you can kind of help me out with this a little bit. Obviously, I don't come to this conversation with the same background as you or a lot of other people, but I don't see a lot of the built-in problems and racism and stuff, because to me it's like people are people and that's just the way it is, and so, you know, I don't see the problem. But is there inherent built-in racism that maybe people like myself just don't see?
I think part of that comes to unconscious bias. We have certain habits we've grown into. We've learned behaviors that maybe we're not even aware of. Again, goes back to the word unconscious. And we see this role as an awakening of who we are and broadening those thoughts. We also want to provide a broad access to college, so we will be reaching out to engage in more recruitment of diverse students. We're going to try to implement programming and various events to help to support student success, and really to try to facilitate change and be a partner within the Terre Haute community. I know that the Chamber has launched an inclusivity discussion panel that they intend to hold regularly, and we certainly would love to be part of any community discussions as well.
So what's the first goal that you want to accomplish with it? I mean, because the office has just started. I mean, so I don't know. You probably don't even have all the artwork hanging on the walls yet, do you?
The first goal is just to have conversations. We want to be able to provide tools to faculty, staff, and students of how to have difficult conversations, provide them with those tools, no matter what the conversation is, whether the conversation has considerable risk or a pretty low-risk conversations. How do we begin to have conversations? And then at that point, we will build on that foundation and then have more difficult conversations that evolve, that include race and gender identity, et cetera. But building on conversation, how to have them, and a real respect for each other. I think a lot of the diversity training that you've heard of can sometimes be punitive, that, oh, yeah, we've done something wrong. We got to learn how to do something right. And that is not the approach that we're taking here. We're taking a more positive approach. Yes, we may hold certain values, but let's be open to listen to something else. So in that way, it's not we're pointing the finger and you're doing something wrong and by golly, you're going to do it right. That's not the approach.
Did President Donnie King give you any, mandate or any directives to start out with or an area that she wanted to see you address first? Or did she pretty much just leave this open to you to jump in feet first and start taking it in a direction that you thought best?
Well, we had considerable conversations. I initially began with a very loose strategic diversity plan. Certainly, I cannot have details and tactics without feedback from our community, but I did outline what I believed was important, and so she also agreed. So recruiting faculty and staff is certainly important. Helping to create a culture of inclusivity is important, and supporting our faculty, staff, and students with the training and the tools to do so.
Obviously, the pandemic has caused a lot of, I guess, for lack of a better way to put it, weirdness in how students are coming back to campus and getting ready for classes. But I'm sure you've already talked to some students. What's the reception been like with the idea? Have you got a lot of students that are excited about what's going to happen this fall with your new office?
I have spoken with some students, and they feel that now they have a place to go to have conversations, whether they're speaking directly with me or that we know that we're going to build something together across campus, that they don't feel like they're holding back who they are, that they can now express that and there's a way to express it, and they seem to really welcome and embrace the idea of sitting down and having those conversations with their classmates.
Okay, and as far as the staff goes, do you have a lot of, I'm sure you've got a lot of positive feedback from staff and maybe even a lot of folks that want to help you.
I have found that there are lots of people who want to help. I've had several emails of faculty members and staff that say I think that this is a great step for the institution. Alums are also are very excited about it and have offered their assistance in any way that we may need it. But it is just, again, it just strengthens who we are at our core in a more formal way.
I think a lot of folks would agree that an Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion is a neat thing. It's a great idea. We all support what the goal is, to have everybody feel like they're included. But how do you get there? I mean, that's got to be the biggest question I think most people would have. How do you? Because this is not a simple, we do A, B, C, and then everything's wonderful. You know? So how do we get from A to B to C? You know, how do you do that?
Well, again, I think we start with recruiting people and having those voices at the table to talk about, to be there and to express different perspectives. What we also will do is to look at how this can be sustainable, because we are not looking at a one and done, that we're going to, yes, we checked the box, we went through training, we're all done. We hope to infuse inclusion and diversity throughout the campus, which includes in the curricula. So I am working with staff, our faculty members, and having that conversation. How do we incorporate this into the curriculum? And we have a general studies program that is very focused on social justice, and this is just a natural way to be more intentional with that.
And it's got to be hard to change values that are ingrained in people. You mentioned this earlier. I mean, when people grow up in a certain way with a certain background in a certain area, they don't necessarily see themselves as being non-inclusive or being hateful to other folks. But it's got to be a huge challenge to change some of those mindsets and get people to realize, hey, you know, just because you grew up that way didn't mean that it's right.
Well, you're absolutely right. That is a huge challenge. I think we have to first start by presenting them with an alternative, presenting them with how does that statement that you just made or that you just read make other people feel. I think it's just not a matter of saying that you're wrong. It's a matter of engaging them in thought that perhaps this is hurtful, and I never intended it for it to be hurtful, but perhaps that is the light bulb. I never realized that was hurtful. But we must be open to having the conversation and being vulnerable to each other.
I would imagine you're going to be spending some time, not just obviously on campus, even though that's where your main focus is going to be. You'll probably be out and about in the community and talking to folks all over the place, too. So people should be looking for you when you're out and about, right?
Absolutely. I certainly want to partner with the community. We want to be able to have them to come to campus, talk with our students. We want that expertise. We welcome it. This is not just a St. Mary the Woods College initiative. This is going to clearly these students are going to go out in the workplace in the workforce and demonstrate what they have learned here. So we want to have the community help us with that and bring their expertise here to campus as well.
Dee Reed is the Associate Vice President for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion on the St. Mary the Woods campus. It's a new position out there. Congratulations on your new position. Be looking for her all around the Wabash Valley. We appreciate her spending some time with us today. If you missed any part of today's program, want to go back and listen to it again, just head to our station's website. Look for Focus on the Community. We've got it there for you as a podcast. Thanks for being with us this weekend, and we will see you next weekend.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.